In terms of the Rockford Tannery at Wolverine Worldwide, it was first in operation in 1908, and it was demolished in 2011, so it was in operation from 1908 to 2010. And in 1958, they introduced Hush Puppies as their flagship shoe that was waterproof with Scotchgard. And one thing to keep in mind, the tanning process generates lots of waste. And ever since they opened up, they had to get rid of the solid waste in various places. As the tannery got larger, they needed more and more land to dispose of their solid waste materials.
That's Dr. Rick Radisky of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Radisky met with other professors Wednesday in Ann Arbor to discuss the unfolding issues of groundwater contamination from per- and polyfluorinated chemicals, commonly referred to as PFAS.
In terms of solid waste disposal areas, House Street is the main one. We have a large groundwater plume. They've tested 656 wells. The highest well is 38,800 parts per trillion, and that's a residential drinking water well. 233 were positive detections, and 30 were greater than 70.
To put that in perspective, the Environmental Protection Agency has deemed anything above 70 parts per trillion as unsafe to drink.
And the PFAS was found in Plainfield Township's municipal well supply at about 600 to 800 parts per trillion. That was shut down fairly quickly after the detection was published. This well field was operating since the 1980s. So the question is, what was the concentrations in Plainfield Township's water historically?
The consumption of PFAS has been linked to a laundry list of health concerns, including liver and kidney cancers. So far, over 100 lawsuits have been filed against Wolverine Worldwide. Last Friday, the Michigan Supreme Court denied a request from company attorneys who had hoped to argue for their dismissal. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.